mean, on Monday it starts. It's Cinco de Mayo, not the horse.
Cinco!
That's what we needed. So that's on Monday, but really a lot of Cinco de Mayo fest activities happening this weekend. And then you've got Sunday being May the 4th be with you.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like our website's chock full of getting ready for it. Is that right? Hank, 92.1HankFM.com, just nothing but Star Wars stuff?
No, I don't.
I had a co-host tell me that like 45 minutes ago.
Oh,
I thought,
no.
Yeah. Either way. Oh, by the way, also for fun is World Naked Gardening Day.
Oh, you know what? There's a big old native plant sale out at the first Mondays in Weatherford.
That could be the last Monday if you do that.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be celebrating all that.
As for the rest,
it's the weekend update.
What is ever so worthy of your weekend? Well, Mayfest kicked off yesterday afternoon, and aside from the little bit of storm action we'll have today, it's going to be nice weather for Mayfest.
I know. Can you believe it?
No. This is actually when it's supposed to not be.
Are we going to jinx it? Are we going to break Mayfest it and get in trouble?
There. Trinity Park, fantasticness there. Hank FM will be live, all courtesy of our friends there at Eclipse Solar. Get all the Mayfest deets, 92.1HankFM.com. Lone Star Smokeouts, we gave away tickets to that all this week, and that's going on the first ever one. This looks big. They've been hyping this and accordingly, too. Man, Eli Young Band, Randy Rogers Band, a lot of artists out there, and a lot of barbecue. That's all at Jerry World, which is going to be quite the play. Dallas Guitar Show's going on this weekend. That's huge. And at Billy Bob's, you got our buddy out there, Weatherford's own, Chris Cagle, and then Cody West tomorrow night, one of the Codys. There's a lot of Codys
There's many to choose from.
A lot of Codys. Hey, it's Cody. Also in Arlington, that's so inside baseball. We have outside inside baseball as well. Rangers are in town. They take on Seattle and our Stars. They could have won it all. Well, the first round last night.
Yeah?
They got trounced.
Oh.
Yeah. So they could have closed it out against Colorado, but they will take on the Avalanche in a game 7. Tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Go Stars.
That's very, very exciting. Yeah, I heard everybody talking about it. I was like, oh, this could be our chance to clinch it.
Yeah.
And move on. No clinching.
But not yet. Not yet.
Soon.
Not clinching.
Okay.
Not yet. No clinching. It will be, and Barbecue James asked this, if Toby Keith's horse had gotten scratched from the Derby. I looked it up. There was some concern midweek that rendered judgment would have to be scratched from tomorrow's 151st Kentucky Derby there. This is the horse that Toby Keith raised and unfortunately is not there to see it come to fruition there. Turns out, no, minor injury, going to be fine and cleared to go. And the odds are not bad. So the odds as of now, journalism, the horse, 4-1 odds, best favored to win the Kentucky Derby.
This is math and sports.
Journalism has not had a lot of wins lately.
I'm sorry, journalism.
But that's just generally journalism overall. So maybe the horse could help out.
Yeah.
Sandman 2. But coming in, the fifth favorite is Toby's horse, Render Judgment. 12-1.
Judgy.
Not bad odds. I love these, you know, the very confusing names. Flying Mohawk, 39-1. Owen Almighty, 44-1. Actually, no, that's, I think that's the guy that's favored to be the Pope. Owen Almighty. So, yeah, Kentucky Derby tomorrow. There's Hello Friends, golf north of us. Actually, it's storming like cats and dogs right now in the Byron Nelson. So.
Sorry, Byron.
Golf clap on
and Nelson.
Right? Well, you know, Byron's no longer with us. But.
Okay.
But what do you have going on this weekend in the Heatherly household?
Well, I'll be honest, there's not a whole lot of fun.
Cool.
But
that's always a good intro.
We're gonna clean, I believe, the yard after all the action that has occurred.
Yeah.
And I think we're gonna need some mulch because if not, the weeds are going to completely take over. And I do know this, no matter how much I order, I will underestimate it by about 400%.
Yeah.
So so if you need to see anyone at the Home Depot or Lowe's, I'm your girl. My daughter, back in her barrel racing phase, So we have a play day on Sunday. I mean, it's almost the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
And mommy may be bringing a mint julep, but that's what we're doing. What about you?
Well, it's a NASCAR race weekend out there at Texas Motor Speedway. So we'll be saddling up and going on out there for the Sunday race, the Worth 400. And it'll be me, my dad, as is usual, and the girlfriend will come for the second straight year. Yeah, the girlfriend's coming to these things.
That's
how about
exciting.
That?
Yeah. What about Mini-Me? What's she going to be doing?
Happily at home.
Okay.
Away from the racetrack.
Are you bringing the bunny?
No, the bunny.
Does it have enough sinks there?
Bunny is not speedway ready right here. But last weekend was it was SmackDown. This weekend NASCAR racing. So this is like my Christmas. This is my happy time.
This is a lot of action for you.
And then tomorrow, I figure is Naked Gardener's Day. So I was going to fire up.
Get off my lawn! Get off my lawn!
Got some mulch to cover that.
Happy Naked Gardener's Day.
Hey.